Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hello again, welcome to Glory Days. How are we, folks? Hopefully you're in good form. You've had a good week and all that sort of carry on. It is the PJ and Jim podcast. And actually, do you know something? There's times when, you know, we come across, now it's not very often, I will grant you that. There's times we come across stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we even PJ Gallagher decides, oh, that might be, oh, I don't know if you could say that on the radio. I know that's hard to believe.
Now?
Like, just in, saying, you know,
this
for example, right?
This would have to be a big story now because I, you know.
Well, you say big story.
I'm always conscious that I can say whatever I want because Jim has to do the apology. but even then, there's a line in which both of us would be turfed out.
Well, exactly.
If we cross it.
Exactly. And you say a big story, it's actually nearly the opposite. It's nearly a little story.
Really, yeah.
Yes,
what's going on?
Because it turns out, PJ Gallagher, that the average willy is smaller than you'd like to believe.
Oh, stop it.
I'm telling you
I
now.
Don't know how I feel about this.
Well,
is that because, like, is that like that's happened over time or it's always been smaller? That's a crucial question.
Well, no, see,
are we developing into being half the men our ancestors used to be? You know, that's a question.
Well, no, it's actually, they're saying it's bigger over time.
Oh, well, I'll go that way.
But the trouble is that your expectations of what the average is,
right, is smaller.
Is, you know, you're overestimating.
Right.
And this, so basically, they're saying, you know, that as a result of that, men are then measuring their tackle.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
Well,
because
I suppose
they're basically just trying to find a way to make it, you know, sound bigger.
Well, as I said to you before, Jim, I measure it the same way as everyone else. Yeah, you put one end of the measuring tape at the crack of your bum, up the top, and just pull it right around. At full strength, and it's the same as ever.
Oh, really? Is that the way you do it?
Yeah, I'm a solid 23 and a half inches at the moment.
Yeah. So you don't do it my
flop.
Way. You don't do it my way, where you go once around your waist and then down,
and
the,
down
front.
The front. Yeah, yeah. The old necktie approach.
Exactly. And yeah, then you end up with a very impressive 47 inches.
There you go. Oh, man. And you know something? I think I'll do that measurement myself.
So that's, yeah, they're saying that the experts examined 17 previous studies measuring the anatomy of over 15,000 men.
It's gas, isn't it?
Yeah, and basically the average isn't what many think it is because, you know, we're all, well, I don't know what it is.
Well, whatever it is. The gas thing is it only ever matters when you're one way inclined. That's what I always think is funny about these things. You know, when
what
you're
you
on
mean?
The, well, as in, when you're on the flop, no one cares. Do you know what I mean? No one cares. No one's even looking. Do you know, when you're in the gym and there's our lads wandering around and people are just doing their business, you know, gyms are strange places. We've talked about it before. You know, there's one lad just drying himself. There's another lad in the shower full ghoulies are getting lathered in the shower. And then there'll be some old lad standing on the stool with his willy under the hand dryer. And nobody seems to sort of really put too much thought into it.
What
you know?
Is the etiquette, though?
Because for being on the flop in the gym.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, for when you're in the gym, in the showers area, right,
yeah,
in the changing room and all that, what is the etiquette to kind of like be, because you know,
I think it's just mind your own business, isn't it?
Well, exactly. When somebody seems discreet, you know what I mean? It's almost like they're saying, you know, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. But some people still do the towel around change as if they're changing on the beach. Some people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Versus the lad who strolls down, proud as punch.
Versus your man with one leg on a chair and his Mickey under the hand dryer. Sorry, lads, I forgot me talc.
Do you know what I mean? So are you meant to be sort of like, you know, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
be proud.
I think you're supposed to just be very casual about it. Keep eye contact, obviously.
Obviously.
You don't be there going, how's it going? Look down. You look, I'm well. Like, I know that's inappropriate at best. I think that's inappropriate. Or else you never say to someone, you lost weight, turn around there for a second.
Yeah.
You never do that.
Yeah, or point at somebody going, Jesus, I tell you, yours looks like a beetroot.
Yeah, Jesus, I thought your mum was after bringing in a dumbbell from outside.
Yeah.
I think those.
You do get those lads that, you know, they look like they're carrying a piece of rope.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, and you see them doing.
You hate those fellas.
They're doing a squat, touching it off the ground. Just drying. Oh, yourself. Sometimes.
Yeah.
The old. Yeah,
exactly.
Sometimes the old kettlebell needs to be dried off without leg contact, which, as you can see, is impossible from my coffee cup that I keep in my trousers.
Yeah, some lads walk back from the show with the towel over one shoulder and
over
the other.
Yeah.
Jeez, I tell you. There's an awful lot to carry back.
There's an awful lot.
No place to hang your shampoo.
Just hanging on the bag. But then you wonder, I mean, because there's two types of men, isn't there? There's growers and showers. You know, there's two types of men.
Oh, is that
that's all I'm
is
saying.
That a thing?
You can be a grower or a shower. I'm just saying that's a thing.
Right.
You know, some people might look at some men, myself included, and say, there's not a lot going on there. But you haven't seen me perform. You haven't seen me at my best. You know, you haven't seen me getting into match ready, let's say. You know, and whereas other men, they're like, you know, it just sort of like it stands up. It doesn't do much.
Right.
It just sort of stands like a soldier saluting.
So really it's just an angle issue for them.
It's a
you're more in line with like what the bomber says, great little worker.
Great little worker, yeah. Go above himself. You know, you can be a grower.
Try's hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's people out there. Their minions are just like compasses. It's either facing south, north, any variation. That's all they are. They're just compasses. They're just skin compasses.
Yeah.
But now, then there's other people out there that, you know, they can perform different duties at different standards. You know,
exactly.
rising above. What is the expectation?
That's the beauty of it, the expectation.
Yeah, and I guess that's where the measurement thing comes in. Do you measure, this is also a thing, with the measurements, you know, do you measure when you're excited and match ready, or do you measure when you're just in training? Or before you've done a warm-up, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
And that's going to change the measurements averages drastically.
Of course.
I would say. Again, in my own defence, I've never really done the measurement thing, but I would imagine I am somewhere on the playing field if people were fair about their match performances. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Very good. I think you made a solid argument argument there. No.
That's not to say I haven't been in the gym and looked at a lad and went, where the fuck did he get that?
Remember you used to talk about that lad that was in your class at school?
Some
lad who had developed way beyond
way quicker
his years.
Than the rest of us. Do you remember that though? In fairness, the first time you were in the nude in the shower and there'd be some lad, he'd come in, it was like he had his daddy's cock on. like his ma took it off him and instead of putting it with the family solicitor.
I'm cleaning your one, use that for today. I'll have it dried when you come home.
Imagine you could do that. Give us that. What? Give us your cock if you're going out. Give us it. I'm tagging it on.
I don't want you messing around with that.
Leave
it here. Leave it here. Put it in your room.
What are you going to do with it? I'm giving it to the family solicitor. Until we're planning a family.
Yeah, until you're 18.
Yeah,
you can have it back
and
then.
What do you mean? Oh, we'll be going out meeting the people. There's no meeting people for you. Give me it. You know, it's going in. It's going in with the deeds of the house.
Yeah. It is extraordinary, the kind of the psychological relationship lads have with their flutes.
Your ma be there. Give me it. You're going to break it. You're going to break it. You'll be in school.
I see all the time at it. Yeah. And you're going,
I can
going
hear
to
you
broken.
Up there. It's like listening to the gymnastics in the Olympics. Give me it. Yeah, you're going to do a damage. You'll pull the top off it or something. Give it.
Yeah. And I'm not buying you another one.
Yeah, you know how much they are? You ask our elf and he's on his fort.
But isn't it though? It's the psychological relationship lads have with their flute is extraordinary.
I know, yeah.
It plays a huge part in lads' self confidence.
It does, especially when you're young.
Yeah.
Because you think when you're young, you know, that yours maybe is, for some reason, maybe might look completely different to every other one. You've never seen another one.
Exactly.
You've never seen another
one. Or worse still, you've seen one too early in some German magazine that your mate brought into school.
This big hairy badger yoke. Or something, and you're and you're like, is that what they look? Mine doesn't look anything like that.
I'm gonna have to feed it.
Yeah, there you go. You're looking at you think I couldn't even make a balloon animal out of what I'm carrying compared to that fella. You know, because you're a kid.
Yeah.
And then you think that's yours, it's gonna stay like that forever. You don't realise it'll grow as you grow.
Yeah.
Or you'll hope it will.
That's the other problem.
Yeah, yeah. Woo. And then I have a fella, and he's very unfortunate because he has a very average-sized flute.
Right.
Which, in fairness to him, fair enough, but he's an enormous sack, and it makes it look much smaller. It's like perspective is everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, honest to God, Jim, you'd fill a pint glass with this thing. Like, it's
with this scrotum.
With the scrotum,
oh
yeah.
Oh my
like,
God!
You'd fill a pint. Honest to God, it'd take a pint and a half of Smittix, and then
does he have to put it in a sling or something?
No, but like he you know the way we often talk about.
Do they hang out either side of his boxer shorts?
Not out of either side, but we were sitting on the grass one day, And he was wearing a pair of boxer shorts.
He looked like a feckin' petrol pump.
And honestly, he was sitting there having his pint, having his beer on the grass, and we were all there, a couple of lads are having smokes and whatever. And we looked at him, and his bag is after coming out of the shorts, and it was lying on the grass next to him. Lying on the grass next to him. If you had to stand over him, you could have stood on it. Just these two testiclets. These two testiclets just lying there in the sun. It was unbelievable.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Like, it's a bit like that Ricky Gervais tells that in his stand-up routine about the idea that it's, you know, as you get older and for some reason your sack elongates. He says now when he gets into the bath, it floats up and it ends up looking like a little hammock for his wheel.
Is that it? Yeah. And then the heat, of course, makes it longer as well.
Does it?
Well, yeah, you know when you're cold, everything goes... It's like you're... Body clenching a fist.
Retreat!
Yeah,
retreat.
It's like clenching a fist. It's freezing! Everybody back into your man!
Exactly.
Everybody back into your man! Fall back behind! It's fucking freezing! It's freezing!
Winter is coming! Yeah,
and then the sun comes out, and you know the way you have a big one and a little one? It's like the big one pushes the little fella out and goes, have a look! Yeah. Test the water out there! He goes, it's alright! Then the big lad comes out.
Leave it to me.
Right, there you go. Okay, everybody relax. Let's pull a bit of skin down. Let the sun in. Yeah.
Dear God, almighty. That's the thing, you know. Nobody realizes the amount.
What a man has to go through.
Well, exactly.
What a man.
The considerations you have to take on board.
Being a man is tough, you know what I mean?
It certainly is.
I know it's like, okay, Grant, as far as an apparatus to carry, we're definitely luckier than, female-bodied folks. You know, we're definitely luckier than them. There's no doubt about it. But it's still difficult in its own way.
Yeah.
You know the way, like, the thing is, when you get a home when you're 13, and it's there for 15 years. 15 years you're walking around going, Jesus. All I want to do is be with somebody who doesn't think I'm as ugly as an exploded balloon full of poo. You know, it's not easy.
And then after that 15 years, it's a very different story.
And then it's the complete opposite. Yeah, come on. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Don't listen. Come on. This is a good opportunity for both of us. If only they had personalities. I suppose they do.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah. It would be very entertaining if they could answer you back.
Imagine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been doing this for years. Remember the 15 years? The only person was you. Well, I'm over it. If you've got someone else here, come on.
Yeah, you're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me. Am I?
I'm an embarrassment to you. Grant,
yeah.
I'll go back in here then, will I?
Don't go in there. Why don't you go play snooker again? With a rope. See how that works out for you.
and that's before, like, you get to the kind of modern times of now. People are, like, men in particular are now much more conscious of the landscaping aspect to all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, when we were young, there was none of that.
Well, exactly. Like, from our point of view, it's probably, less concern, I'm sure. Like, if you're in your prime, that's probably, you know, how you're landscapes.
Man,
it's probably very important.
Oh, it's like any hair at all down there is bad manners now. Anything.
Really?
Anything at all. If you're not like Kojak in your
that's
man.
That's a lot of work, man.
Oh, yeah. It's unlike when we were young. Everyone had a mullet in their cacks. Literally, it was business at the front.
Yeah.
And the opposite to a mullet. It was business at the front and bald at the back and party at the back, wasn't it? Or party at
the...
I can't remember. A big bushy ass on a bald willy.
I'm not sure party at the back is exactly what you wanted to say there.
I got it the wrong way around. Imagine, big bald Willy, did you miss out and you turn around? Fucking hell, man. You've got a perm back there. You've got a perm. You left the curlers and everything in it.
Don't ever walk out with me saying party at the back.
Back, business at the front. I still can't figure out which way it is. What way is it supposed to be? Party at... the front, business at the back. Oh, yeah, but which is the party? Is the unhaired bit? Is it
what
of a mullet?
No business.
We don't know.
Let's just say the analogy doesn't transfer.
Seems not to. Shave it all off. Have manners.
Yeah, God, because that would be a lot of work, wouldn't it? That's a lot of work.
Shaving it all off.
And having to do anything, having to keep it in whatever.
I thought about going for the proper black sack and crack treatment, but I'm too embarrassed to book it. And that's the actual truth. I would love to do it. I'm just too embarrassed. I don't know.
Do they all do it? How it's done.
Or how it's...
And how painful it
is. And
like
if they take one strip and my back comes off with it. Or if they tears or something. And then, or if like they do that whoosh, and I'm like, it's too sore. And then I have to go home with like... one strip.
A Mohican. Yeah, what? Reverse Mohican.
A scrotal Mohican. And I'd be like, you know, look at that.
Whoa. In the gym. Yeah, have you not seen that before?
Yeah, imagine. Yeah,
that's all in now.
Yeah, Peter, drop the towel. Come on. We're all men here. There's no need to be nervous. Oh, no. Just
you'd have to do the classic line. I had an operation.
I had an operation, dear. And it doesn't look as normal as it used to. What operation? Why did you do that to yours? Go on, drop the towel. And no.
It's a go-fast.
Yeah, it's a Willy Mohawk. All the Hollywooders are doing it. It's very popular.
Oh dear.
Anyway. And what is a party at the back, business at the front?
And you wonder why we didn't do that story on the show.
I know, you were right. That was a primate, like 10 to 9 right there. Could have caught them on the school run.
Right. Some of the stuff we did do.
We're also available for kids' parties. If anyone would like to book through Radio Nova, that could be done.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. You want to see PJ's balloon animals? Hey!
It's a sword.
I can only do one thing with it. It's a ball.
I can get a bob. Circles. That's all I got. Balloon circles. That's all.
Right, some of the stuff we did actually do on the show. Funnily enough, I thought there was a connection there for a second, but thankfully there's not. But anyway, Crufts started during the week, of course, and prior to Crufts, we were talking a lot about dogs, actually, in the build-up. In this instance, though, dogs were getting the rough end of the stick, almost literally.
Literally, getting blamed for stuff there's no way they were possibly doing.
Exactly, and so we'll have a chat about that. On the animal front as well, the expression, when pigs fly, apparently has variations depending on where you are around the world.
I love that. Kind of the way animal noises do.
Exactly.
You know the way they do that?
Yeah. Like the donkey saying
haw-hee in Turkey instead of hee-haw here. Or the way a Polish rooster goes cock-a-doo-doo instead of cook-a-doo-doo-doo. Imagine cook-a-doo-doo. That's a North Dublin rooster. Cook-a-doo-doo-doo.
Anyway, when pigs fly... So appropriate. So you'll hear that. We both had a bit of an embarrassing moment.
Slightly.
At different times during the week. I completely embarrassed myself about my complete lack of mechanical knowledge following a visit to the NCT.
Yeah.
And then PJ...
I appear to have booked a builder for a job that I don't have any idea whether I need or not.
I wasn't even talking about that one.
Oh, sorry.
I was actually talking about when you took on a spelling test.
Oh, that was... Yeah. Beg your pardon. That was worse. A lot worse.
Yeah. Here, you should have a listen to it now.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Today, by the way, is apparently World Spelling Day.
World Spelling Day, yeah. Across the world today, spelling bees. Never understood why they were called spelling bees, I'll be quite honest with you. Spelling competitions.
It's kind of a very American thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah, very much so. But they start today and it's like a celebration of our ability to communicate through... not talking to each other. So
I suppose it started off the same way as I suppose you had spelling tests when we were in school.
Of course, yeah.
You know, they'd happen in sort of primary school or whatever. Certain things or whatever.
I suppose that was an act in learning.
Mind you, that was
back
in the day when you had times tables and all that kind of stuff.
Is that not a thing anymore? No,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's hard to imagine.
I never learned them
stuff.
Either. I never really had much care for.
I mean, the spelling thing has gone awry, shall we say. Because of the
predictive
whole predictive text
and all of that. And people don't write anymore. It's
and
all
even
screen.
Then, even when text, before predictive text necessarily, when there was like text speech, you know what I mean? There was like text words, they were abbreviated and there was all that
of
sort
course,
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the actual predictive.
And I am into spelling, like, you know, to a degree I am. The spelling is important, you know. All this you're angry and you are angry, you know, and you're like, my angry what? What are you talking about? Or people on Facebook going, oh, I'd be nothing if it wasn't for me little angles, you know. Oh, you know these things.
Yeah.
So it is important, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to, well, like, obviously these things are meant for kids. It's kids who take part in spelling bees normally. And we don't have a kid available, but luckily we have somebody with the mind of a child to be able to take this on. But to be fair, they don't look very tough, PJ.
Really?
Yeah, the list they've given as examples of these are supposedly difficult words to spell.
Well, I think you have a list of the most common ones that come up, do you?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. They feature in spelling bees, apparently, a lot of these. But they don't seem particularly difficult. Would you like to try a little delectation?
Yeah, hit me with your best shot there. Let's see what we got.
Okay, what about, I'll give you pasteurised.
P-A-S-T-U-R.
No.
What?
No.
Pasteurized. P-A-S-T-U-R.
No.
Hold on, I said the same thing. P-A-S-T-E-U-R.
Yeah.
I-S-E-D.
No.
Oh, for fart's sake, what is it French?
There's a Z in it.
Oh.
In the UK spelling.
Oh, I didn't
know. You could always claim, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's different in the US spelling. Oh. Right, so that was a no then.
Right, okay. That was easier than... No, it wasn't. It was the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, what about masquerade?
M-A-S-Q-U-E-R-A-D-E.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, look at that. That's a good one, yeah.
No problem. What about courteous?
Oh, do you know, I have to do it like you do it in the show where you have to say it at the start. Courteous. C-O-U-R-T-E... O-U-S.
Yes.
Oh, courteous.
There you go.
Look at this.
I told you, they're not that...
I'm not a bad speller about it here.
Yeah, yeah. What about a bit of pessimism? Which is should really be the word. That should be the word of the day.
Should have been, yeah, yeah. Oh, of course I'll be able to spell this. P-E-S-S-I-S-M.
No, not even close. Pessimism.
Oh, I just spelled pessims. Pessim.
Oh, pessimism.
P-E-S-S-I-S.
No.
P. Feckin' is. Pessim. P-E-S-S-I-S.
No.
P.
You just keep saying the same thing.
P-E-S-S-I-M.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
I-S-S.
No.
Fartin' jeepers. Hey, you stop. Wait, this is your fault now, because you were doing the whole... This is very easy.
You were... P-E-S-S-I-M.
Trust me to tackle this one with too much optimism.
Well, you've done all right. You've gotten two.
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else here that's kind of like... Oh, what about this one? Enunciate.
Oh, enunciate. Yeah. Enunciate. A-N...
No.
What are you talking about? Enunciate.
Yeah.
A-N...
No. Enunciate. Enunciate something.
Say it again. Enunciate.
Well, I'd say enunciate.
Yes. A-N...
No.
Jeepers Christ.
E-N.
Oh. E-N-O-U-N.
No.
Oh, for God's sake, this is impossible. E-N-O-U-N.
What are you talking about?
Announced.
No. Enunciate.
Oh, jeez. Okay. A-N. No. E-N. Oh, God almighty. I'm going to have a stroke. E-N... Oh.
No.
Oh. Enunciate. E-N-U.
Yes.
N.
Yes.
C.
Yes.
I-A.
Yeah.
T.
Yeah.
E.
Yes.
Jeepers almighty. I swear to God, I need to lie down. I'm actually going to go and see the doctor.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You know the way we always say, like, we have so many different sort of expressions for stuff that will never happen. The most obvious one being like, when pigs fly.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be the day when, you know, whatever. We've so
exactly,
many.
Exactly, an impossibility nearly.
Somebody for no reason whatsoever seems to have compiled what they say around the world, around the rest of Europe and the world, about what their sort of exasperation of... You know, it'll never happen sayings are.
Right.
And kind of some of them are, they're interesting to read. Like, you know, in Greece they say, well, that'll happen on St. Never's Day, which is actually quite...
Yeah.
There's something very Irish about that, isn't it? You know, because every single day is a saint, you know, so St. Never's Day, huh? Jim McCabe, huh? He'd be the only fella enjoying St. Never's Day. That lad. You know?
St. Never's Day. Yeah. It sounds like somebody who was clutching at straws a bit, though.
And just yeah,
that
and
happened
stuck.
On St. Never's Day.
St. Never gonna be two Christmases in the year day. Huh?
Exactly.
There's a bit of that off,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, clutching at straws.
And then there's some countries really show their colours about what they're passionate about. So in Argentina, they're obviously mostly football crazy, you know? And they say if something they think is never going to happen, they go, ah, yeah, on Goalkeeper's Day, mainly. Because the goalkeepers are so uncelebrated in the country.
Are they?
And strikers are, you know, Maradona and Messi, and they have, like, you know.
So it's nearly an insult to be a goalkeeper.
It's nearly an insult to be a goalkeeper, yeah. So they always say, you know, if something's completely outrageous and never happened, oh, yeah, on Goalkeeper's Day. That's kind of their way of saying
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Albania, they say, on August 36th, which is a weird one because, you know, it's actually more, it's a bit of a confusing one.
Yeah.
Like if you said on February 30th, because it's an obviously short month or something, but
yeah.
The 36th of August is just,
you see,
that's like just when you
the
see.
The reason is, that's because somebody could say that to you and I and go, well, there's something wrong with my diary. I can't.
Yeah,
I don't have a 36th of August in this.
I'd be there. My phone's after going banjaxing itself again.
No, in fact, I don't even have 25 or 24.
Yeah, that's it's not ludicrous enough. Like, yeah. If someone says, yeah, on the 112th of June, maybe, you'd sort of get us, but
yeah.
It's too subtle, I think, you know. South Africa, they say when horses will grow horns, and in Denmark, they say when there's two Thursdays in a week, and then in Belgium, they say when there's four Thursdays in a week.
Oh, so the other one, in Denmark wasn't outrageous enough. Yeah. What do you mean, two? Four? Yeah,
four.
There's four Thursdays.
Yeah, they're not the mad, they're not even half mad up there. Yeah, they're not reaching far enough.
Oh.
It beats Cambodia though. When a Mickey grows in me hand, look. When a Mickey grows in me, well, I used a different word, but I think that's too rude. But look at that, in Cambodia.
When it grows a hand. So not yeah. Grows in your hand.
Oh, is that? Oh, I read it wrong.
When your actual grows its own hand.
I read it wrong. Well, I will say,
I'll tell you something,
much like Belgium, I think I pushed the boat out a little further.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I did say I have a question for you. Right?
Yes, indeed, I'm ready.
Because yesterday, I brought the car for its NCT, right? And so
always a penance, isn't it?
Went down to the NCT centre in Arklow. Okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They were absolutely sound. The chap who did it absolutely sound lovely fella. They were great. They had it in and out.
Say they were delighted to see an engine for once out that way. Where they was like, oh, normally we just do the old
yeah,
horses.
Yeah, we normally put horses through.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, so they were great. And your man was absolutely A1, in and out in about 15 minutes. It was all deadly, right? It was brilliant. So when I came up to collect the thing, he said, yeah, all good. There you go. Gave me all the, you know, the passes and everything. And then said to me, right, you might just check the... And I think he said, right?
Yeah.
I thought he said, it sounded to me like he said the big dip.
The big dip.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So, now, he was behind, right. Now, bear in mind who he's talking to, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, I did what every bloke in that situation does and pretended I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, of course. I know this so well.
Because he said, at the back or whatever. And I went,
yeah.
Driver side, is it? And he looked at me and went, no, in the centre. And I went, all right.
Ah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I have that.
I said, yeah, just, it's leaking a bit, you know. So just, he said, be careful with it. Cause, like, just get it looked at it, you know, because like if it ran out of oil or whatever, you'd be in trouble or whatever.
Yeah, and you're like, course, I don't know.
So
I'm
thinking,
know.
So he's passed it. Like, you know, the car's passed or whatever. So that's grand. So surely it can't be that big a deal. But of course, I have no clue
what he was talking about.
I mean, like he was talking to me.
I know, yeah.
And I wasn't going to...
And he definitely didn't say the big dip either.
It sounded like that. Now, he was behind the glass. But I'm just... I thought you, being my go-to guy
it's
for all... Mr. Petrohead.
Jim comes into me and goes, come here, do you know what a big dip is in a car? I have... Me?
I think it's something to do with like a drive shaft thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's something at the back anyway.
I love that. Here's the two of us now. No idea.
And maybe somebody's saying, did he say diff?
Sure. Do you think he said the big diff or the rear diff?
He might have said, maybe that could have been.
Would
that have oil in
it? I don't know what's in. I don't know what it is.
Why are you what sort of help are you?
I don't have.
You're Mr. Petrolhead.
I know. I drive bikes. There's no diff and all and things.
Oh, my
like
God. You're always going on about.
And this is the problem.
No, it's
isn't
not. It's not a four wheel drive car, so it's not that.
It's not. Is it not?
Well, somebody's
sure?
saying, is it a you know? Somebody just said when he said the Big Dip, maybe he meant you should check in on PJ.
God!
Right, it looks
yeah,
the consensus. The consensus of opinion seems to be diff.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. Look, oh yeah, some people have guessed the make of your car and everything now, so they yeah. know it must be that.
So it must be that. So
I just love that
but
you've done that.
The worst part is I had to ring a mechanic then.
Yeah,
the mechanic lad, and I had to make an idiot of myself again.
Yeah. He says the Big Dip is broken on the centre, not on the driver's side.
And there isn't even one there now. Oh my God! What is it about blokes that you can't just turn around and go, listen, to be honest with you, I know absolutely nothing
about
cars
about.
Or whatever. So what, like, you know what I mean?
Why? It's pride, isn't it?
Exactly. And because it's basically, it's like you feel you know, whatever the word is.
Emasculated. Yeah.
By the fact that, that you don't know anything about manly things. It's like you with DIY. Like, you must be having a mare with your builder at the moment.
I swear to God.
Because when it comes to the building end of it, you're worse than I am.
I'm getting the house renovated, right? I have to get the house right. I don't want to even do it. I just started, right?
Yeah.
And I have to get the house around it. It's all because it's leaking water. And you know my house. Like, it's literally a fire hazard.
Talks to me about leaks. You want to see my Big Dip?
And I was talking, and the builder, he rings me, right? And he goes, right, he's from Donegal, right?
Yeah.
And every time he says something, he says, is that okay, right? So he's on the phone and he goes, right, so I had a look around your house there, right? So here's what I think needs doing. We need to get the wall exterior pile done. Is that all right? I was like, yes. And we need to do radiator sludge there. As a bit of those need to be replaced for to get the temperance part going to. Is that all right? I was like, yes. And you go, and then we have to do it with the ensuite. If we're going to knock that down, that needs a repaping, which requires a bit of U-bend PVC. I was like, yes. And he goes, so is that all right then? I was like, yeah. And then he goes, right, that'll be about 6,500. I was like, oh, mother of God, I don't even know what it is. What are you doing to me house? And instead of saying, I'm so sorry, I haven't a clue what you're talking about, I just went, thank you. Could you text me over, please, exactly what you said so I can make a mental picture of this.
That's what I should have turned around and said to you, man, listen, do me a favour, just I'm in a bit of a hurry. Just write that down.
Yeah, just write that on the back there.
So that I can just hand it
and
over.
And what side me Big Dip is on.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
People blame dogs on everything.
Yeah.
Nothing's their fault. It's the dog's fault, you know. And especially when it comes to 4,000 insurance claims went in blaming dogs for things last year. 4,000 went in. Oh, yeah.
A lot of clumsy dogs, eh?
A lot of clumsy dogs. Isn't there really? Oh, the TV fell off. The dog knocked the television over. When? Just after Liverpool scored in the cup. You know, you're like, oh, really?
The dog.
And you're a Manchester United fan.
And
that's right.
And the dog threw the cup, didn't he?
Yeah, and the dog,
smashed the screen.
He's knocked over the...
His tail, he just got
very excited when we were cheering against... So the dog did it. Chewing up dentures, apparently, because there's nothing dogs need more than a set of false teeth, of course.
That's right, yeah. Of course. Well, they'd look good on me.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'd look like with the roundy teeth. I was having trouble with the bone.
Yeah. Mind you, they would chew anything. One person claimed because they chewed a pen and the pen exploded all over a couch. Right, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Certain other ones I'm not so sure about. Apparently, an ironing board was knocked over and the iron was left on and the iron burnt through the carpet and the floorboards. Really?
There's literally no end to it.
Yeah, because I know on Saturdays, my dogs want to iron their harnesses way before a walk. They'd be only mortified if they didn't iron their harnesses.
It's all knocking over, is it?
It's all. And one person who says the dog lost her wedding ring. So she says, she went out with the dog and she was throwing a ball for the dog and she threw a ball and her ring came off throwing a ball and it went over the dog's head and the dog couldn't catch it. Dog has been, went and into a river and it's gone.
So that's the dog's fault.
The dog's like, I didn't even know you were going to get my ring. You want to get a ball?
That's amazing. Blame with the dog for that.
Yeah.
So she acknowledges she threw the ball.
She threw
and
the ball.
It came off her finger. The wedding ring came off her finger when she threw the ball.
Yeah, she
but
threw
it's
it.
The dog's fault.
But it's the dog's fault.
He lost it.
And one fella says, then his dog stood on his phone and broke it. Stood on it. And they're like, how big is the dog? He goes, he's 10 stone. A 10 stone dog. Get out of it. Get out of it. A 10 stone dog.
Stood on the phone.
Your dog is heavier than your 30-year-old son. I don't know. Now, there is, like, my dogs did eat my AirPods. They
somebody,
did eat the carpet.
Somebody did point that out. Actually, oh, Northside right. Tony did.
Oh, there you go. Look at Northside Tony.
You get away with nothing.
Look at Northside Tony. Yeah, your dogs did it, though, didn't you? Yeah, I bet your dogs are out shoplifting and all, PJ. That's like blaming the parent, isn't it? Straight away, that's what that is.
Because this is what this is the adult version of the dog at my homework.
It's the ad. That's isn't it? Thank you. That's exactly what it is. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, the
dog. I mean,
dog
to be fair, here. Though, I have to say, it does open up a world of... By the way, does it say that those claims were successful?
These are all successful claims.
They were
claims.
paid out on
like, all of these.
Because there's literally
yeah.
nothing you couldn't blame the dog on.
I know, yeah, I know.
Like, maybe a car getting stolen, that might be pushing it a bit.
I know a fella, right, who... And this is the truth, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know him, actually. He's a friend through a friend, right?
Okay.
And he was... Talk about... He reversed a van into a motorbike. Right?
Okay.
And then they asked him, what happened? He goes, I was reversing the van, and as soon as I put the car in, a cat jumped in the window onto me lap, and he hit me hand, and gave me a, and I reversed, and then he jumped in the driver's seat window, and out the passenger window, was gone. And then the insurance company are like, can you draw us a picture of what happened? You know, you have to draw a picture. And he drew a picture of a cat flying through the air. I'm bouncing out the window of a van and it tipped over a bike, and like he puts him in the driving seat like with his hands in the air. Yeah, not even messing. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, not even messing.
A cat flying through.
Yeah, and the cat flying through the air.
Like, you have to question that.
Little matchstick cat.
I was just going to say people's drawings. But the other thing about it is then if you put the claim in and say it was the dog's fault, does the dog draw the picture?
Yeah, the dog, yeah. I want you to draw a picture of what happened.
I wouldn't even do it.
Yeah, you stay with a crayon up his nose. Trying to do that to me.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There we go, folks. Some of the best bits. How can you say best bits? How can you choose when everything's great?
Well, I know. Honest to God. I swear to God.
Some of the bits from during the week on the show. So, what's the plan then? What's the...
For the weekend?
For the week ahead.
Oh.
Well, in our case, it is the weekend, because obviously we've still got the weekend ahead of us, but...
Yeah, yeah. I'm supposed to do a motorbike spin for charity, but to be honest, if it's not raining, they can go and they have enough people to help me. And then there's... I'm going to go to the women's
game. Weekend.
I'm going to go to see the Bowls women play in their first home game of the year and all that. So.
The rugby's on.
And the rugby ball is on, yes. I believe Ireland are playing.
Mm-hmm. Scotland.
A selection of Scottish people. They've... gathered together.
And so it's not Bowes men, it's Bowes women this weekend, is it?
The lads are playing in St. Pat's. I couldn't get a ticket.
Oh, really?
Again. So it's away. But I'll go and see the women on Saturday for the crack, you know.
Okay, great.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, all
that. Yeah. And after that earlier conversation we had, there'll be nothing happening there in that kind of area down below.
I think I better have a shave for the match. Yeah. I think I better. There's a bit of business.
How
needs
could you show up at the ladies' football without having manicured yourself?
Imagine. How inappropriate is that? You know. But I swear, if anybody does know how to book the BSC wet.
Why?
That's it. You know,
you're not, just to be clear, you're not contemplating doing this live in the show or anything.
Oh my God, can you actually imagine?
Because that's...
Now look at your afternoon. The producer's gone. Jans, he's on the phone. He's on the phone now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm off. If you want to do it live, that's fine. The only thing about it is I just make sure it's a day I'm not in. That's all. I just don't want to have to witness anything even remotely like that.
Thing is, there's that much going on down there, and it'll take 3 of you to pull it off.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.